You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. We heard Congressman Doggett there mention plans for a vote next week in the House. Obviously, he's optimistic about what Democrats might be able to get done on gun control, but how much of that is wishful thinking on his part? For a nonpartisan take on what seems to be unfolding on this issue, Katie Leslie, Washington correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Oh, thanks for having me.
A couple of days ago, I was reading news analysts talking about how that sit-in had been all for naught and how the nation had kind of moved on, what with Brexit and all the other headline-grabbing articles of the week that was. So what's happened? Did Ryan, in fact, as some say, cave on this issue?
I'm sure he would not say he's caved.
I don't think he would.
I think he would. You know, it's interesting that when the sit-in was happening, they went into an early recess. And I think that was Ryan's way of trying to take control back of what had become a chaotic situation in the House. So we're seeing reports now that the House will hold votes next week on gun control, but it's really unclear what that will look like. I've seen some reports that that could mirror something that Senator John Cornyn proposed in the Senate, and we can talk a little bit more about that.
Yes.
But at this point, I don't know what that will be. Democrats really want to expand background checks, and they want to block the sale of guns to people on the terrorism watch list. Like that's why we were hearing no fly, no buy.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I mean, you have not, in the Senate, you've not seen any move toward, you know, either of those. That there were some bills that came up that would have done that, and they didn't pass the what we call test votes. They didn't move forward.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this no-fly, no-buy, something that Republicans have been pushing and that, in fact, the ACLU is siding with, is the idea that
right.
No-fly, no-buy may be a great bumper sticker, and it may be snappy and a terrific hashtag. However, there is this issue of due process and just who is making up these secret lists that nobody seems to know, you know, who's actually on these lists, who's not on these lists. Is there a mechanism, as Congressman Doggett was saying, that there is some kind of mechanism for due process here? Is there something? I mean, John Cornyn has talked about this at length, and yet it seems like some of the proposals that have been woven in to these bills are almost designed to kill the bills from the outset. You know what I'm talking
right.
about?
Absolutely. I mean, this is, what is that old expression? How many ways can you skin a cat? This is kind of what we're dealing with the no-fly, but no-buy issue. Senator Cornyn, as you noted, the due process is his main concern. And he has, you know, and understandably so, the idea that you could deny a constitutional right to somebody because they're on a list that they could be an error that they're on that list. And what's the appeal process? So he has proposed, and we've seen some similar measures, someone who is on those lists, if they try to buy a gun, it would notify law enforcement and trigger a three-day investigation so that law enforcement can essentially search for probable cause. The problem with his bill, which is why it didn't move forward, is it set a 72-hour window to get that done. And Democrats said there's nothing we can get done in 3 days. Senator Cornyn has said he's open to changing that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that that's happened, and I don't know if his bill will come back. But that's kind of the issue, is how do we address no-fly, no-buy in a way that's responsible but doesn't deny someone a constitutional right? What is the appeal process?
At the end of the day, though, baseline, how much is this actually going to move the needle on gun control? Doesn't this perhaps just come down to both sides, Democrats and Republicans, wanting to show constituents in election year how tough they are on the issue, whether right or left?
I mean, you're right. It is an election year, so both sides are looking to score political points. That, of course, is a common impulse in Congress. But that said, you know, I'd be surprised if we see any really meaningful gun control reform, because the sides are so far apart on this issue that, you know, I don't see either of them really capitulating to the other. So I think if there is anything they can agree upon, keeping in mind that Republicans do control the House and Senate, I'd be surprised if it is a sweeping reform.
Katie Leslie, Washington correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much, Katie.
Thank you.